Here's what you need to know with Bianca Stone from 7 News.
Is this an unvaxxed chat, Bianca?
Is it uncovered? Is it Bianca Stone uncovered? Mm-hmm. Look, we're talking vaccination because that's what everyone is going to be talking about today, because there are now going to be new rules for the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Some call them rules, some call them incentives.
Some call them coercion.
Some call them restricting your freedoms. I don't know. But basically, the government has come out with these new rules. Once we get to December 17, all Queensland reaches 80% double dosed. You won't be able to go to events. You won't be able to go to stadiums. You can't go to pubs, clubs, hotels, bars, restaurants, cafes. If you're not vaccinated, you can't work at those places if you're unvaccinated either. You won't be able to go to music festivals. You can't go to galleries. There are lots and lots of things you can't do.
But not art galleries. God, blimey.
I really wanted to go to the State Library this weekend.
So this was more about the business people going, what are you going to, can you help us out here? And that's what she's done it for, correct?
Well, that's what she's done it for, but it's also to get people to get vaccinated, to give them some sort of carrot, to dangle the carrot to get vaccinated. If you can't get vaccinated, this is what you'll miss out
on. Can I give you a direct one? I was on the phone to a mate last night, landscaper. I won't mention his name, but he's one of the people she's flushed out as soon as she said pub. He's a single bloke in his early 40s, loves going to the pub with his mate still. He is going straight away to get vaccinated today.
Well, there you go. But maybe it'll turn people against it even more. You know, if you're sort of sitting on the fence, you might
I won't be dictated to, Bianca, they're saying.
I'm going to dig my heels in. I'm not going to. This is a step too far, and that's what some people are saying today. You know, I can go to the supermarket if I'm unvaccinated, but I can't go to a cafe. What's the difference in that as far as, you know, getting COVID goes? I'm, you know, like I said to you yesterday, I don't want people at my house at Christmas if they're not vaccinated, but that's my own house, that's my own space. I don't want someone to, you know, tell me that I can't go to a pub or a restaurant or anything like that.
And I think the thing to remember here is it's still a voluntary vaccine. People are allowed to have the choice to choose to get it or not. They're just highly encouraging people to get it because that's what they want us to do. And so therefore they're putting the pressure on businesses to mandate this.
Well, there's a real issue too with that. You know, police are saying, you know, if there's an issue, call police. So what they need to do now...
Police don't want to be doing
December
that.
17, well, they're going to have to. That's the thing. You know, they're going to have these young kids checking your vaccination status on your QR code. So from next week or the week after, you can actually add that to your app, your vaccination status.
Okay. Can you explain that to me? So that's going to be on my little QR app. My vaccination certificate is going to be there.
That's what they say will happen, yeah. So that'll be there. You'll be able to add that some way.
So do I have to add, I run a cafe, I run a restaurant. Do I have to employ another person to be my security check-in person?
Potentially.
So, Bianca, what does it look like? What can the vaccinated do moving forward from December 17?
The vaccinated can pretty well do what they want. you've got pretty well freedom, except to go, you know, go overseas from Queensland. You know, there's none of that. But you can pretty well do what you want if you're vaccinated. But look at this model. I quite like this. I did a bit of research after our conversation yesterday. Over in Singapore, they're saying take control of your own health. You know, get vaccinated if you want to get vaccinated. Don't if you don't. Okay. But if you don't get vaccinated and you go to a hospital for treatment, you will be paying for that treatment.
All right, that's the risk reward. Hey, good chat. Thanks, Bianca.
Thanks, guys.